President Bashir is visiting China on an official invitation from His Excellency, the Chinese President, to participate in the celebration of the Chinese victory on the Vietnam occupation. And the visit also will include talks between the two presidents on bilateral relations. It will also include meeting with Chinese businessmen who are investing in Sudan, and also other activities as well, including meeting with the Sudanese who are living in China.
Mr. Foreign Minister, are you not concerned, or is President Bashir not concerned, the fact that he's traveling even though there's an international criminal court indictment over his head?
We don't say that we are not concerned, but we say that this is a political decision. It has been faced with political confrontation from the AU, from the international community, from many countries, and it remains only a European decision. So this is why President Bashir is normally executing his duties as a state president whenever he is invited. We are backed up by the African Union, by all peace lovers in the world, by those who believe that this is a political decision because it's only targeting Africa.
How would you describe the relationship between your country and China?
Sudan, until very recently, used to be the economic partner number one to China. And now, with the appearance of other partners to China, still Sudan is on the list of the top countries in Africa that are economically dealing with China. China has supported Sudan in very dark days when Sudan was let down by the U.S., including extracting Sudanese oil. China helped Sudan in the oil file and helped it on other economic issues. And this is why the political relations has improved with Sudan and China. Right now, China and Sudan are having excellent relations. And this is how Sudan and President Bashir has been invited to China. And as you know, this is the second visit to China.
Mr. Foreign Minister, I want to talk to you about two issues. One, first, let's talk about the just recently signed peace deal in your southern neighbor, South Sudan. What's the role of your country in making sure that this agreement holds up?
Once Sudan was part of the four neighboring countries that met in a summit with His Excellency President Obama on the Sudan, South Sudan file and peace in South Sudan, two, Sudan has got a moral obligation towards ensuring peace in South Sudan. We exerted a great role in bringing the two sides fighting in South Sudan, particularly SPLM in government and SPLM in opposition, to meet and sign the agreement because we feel that South Sudan is heading towards chaos and crises are there, hunger, famine, cholera, you name it, you find it. Killing is everywhere. And this is why we feel that this is the responsibility of Sudan to help our brothers and sisters in the South to reach peace. And this is why until 2-3 days ago, the first vice president of Sudan was in Juba trying to push toward the signing of the peace agreement. Our role is that we said to our brothers and sisters in the South and all members of IGAD and IGAD Plus that the main role of Sudan is to ensure that the borders between Sudan and South Sudan are safe, that they are supervised by supervising mechanisms of the two countries, that corridors are open for humanitarian assistance, and that soft borders are there. This is why Sudan is now housing about 400,000 southern Sudanese. We don't call them refugees because they are enjoying the four freedoms. Also, the South is not implementing that, but they are free to move. They are having jobs. They go and use the services with the other Sudanese as well, as if we're still one country.
Mr. Foreign Minister, I think I read this week or last week a U.S. State Department official was visiting your country. What's the relationship between your country and the United States?
You know, Sudan has been on the list of countries supporting terrorism, although there is no list now. The list is being void of many countries that the U.S. has amended this relation with. Sudan has been on sanctions since the Clinton administration, economic sanctions for no reason. Still, Sudan debts are not being relieved, although Sudan is entitled for the HBICS initiative. And we feel that this is political. And this is why when I was assistant to the president, I was invited to the U.S. I was there last February. And this is how we started our talks with the U.S. government. And 3 days ago, we had a long discussion in a two-day visit led by the special envoy of His Excellency President Obama, Ambassador Donald Bush, and a delegation from the State Department as well as from other concerned departments, including the OFAC and those who are responsible for other files. And we had a very transparent dialogue, and we hope that we'll go forward. The U.S. is an important country in the world. Sudan is an important country in the region. So we need to reach mutual understanding for the sake of peace and security in the region and for the sake of the people of the two countries as well.
The conflict in Darfur, what's happening?
You know, after the signing of the Doha Peace Agreement 7 years ago, we believe that today Darfur is peaceful. We had a visit by the African Peace and Security Council, and even the American envoy and others can travel to Darfur. Now buses are coming from Darfur for the first time in the history of this country. After more than 50 years, buses are coming from Darfur to Khartoum, and now we feel Darfur is peaceful. Doha is there. The peace agreement is viable and vital. We are going towards the referendum in Darfur according to the Doha Darfur peace agreement, and we believe that with the execution of the elections in Sudan last April, and for the first time in the history of our country, since independence, elections were executed in the whole of Darfur in all national constituencies. No country can do that unless there is peace. This means that there is peace in Darfur.